Good morning. I'm Andrew, and today we are going to do our daily 10 around the notion of obstacles. We're in the Opportunities and Obstacles Week for Unify with Fred, and we'll basically I'm going to frame a little bit of the predict and prepare in my view is. We have a lot of choice within the UM system, and how can we use that to our advantage? So throughout the Unify course, you've often heard recycle the reaction, and that's a beginning kind of notion of if something unexpected comes up, how can we sort of deconstruct that and be with that using a go-to technique, which for most of us is going to probably be see, hear, feel. So recycle the reaction really is an opportunity for us to having a known technique when something arises that we aren't expecting, able to apply that technique. So see, hear, feel may not be your go-to technique. So what I'm thinking, or at least what I would suggest here is if we know obstacles are going to come up in our practice, so knowing your go-to technique for how you want to handle something like that is one thing to consider and play with. And saying that, at least in the notion of see, hear, feel, is probably going to be part of what we would do when we are operationalizing a turn toward or turn away sort of strategy. But you may have noticed that at least some will mention the ability to chill out in a turning away. That you can leverage feel rest. So we can also look at this sort of as going with where we're at on a particular day. So today, this is a holiday weekend in the United States, and I believe also North America and Canada too. And so I woke up late. You may be able to hear it a little bit in my voice. I'm feeling a bit foggy, and I know that the clarity isn't quite there for me. And so if I'm going to pick a technique or if I'm going to enter into a sit, I'm going to hopefully be able to have the self-compassion to know, you know, I'm probably not going to have the greatest clarity or the most amazing attention today. So at least I can kind of be able to, I'm going to sit anyway. That's a, again, that's a, the, to me also the ethos. Yes, and I don't feel very good today, and I'm going to sit anyway. So we'll play with, we're going to do see, hear, feel, and we're going to do turn away and turn towards. And then towards the end of the sit, I'll offer kind of a 2-minute choose your own adventure. And that is kind of this, borrowing from Jeff Warren, this notion of being a mind-body DJ. So, you know, the think of it from a standpoint of the DJ knows the crowd, they can kind of feel what's going on, and they know kind of what is the right thing to play that is in that moment. At least that's what I think a DJ is. I'm not really into all the DJ music. I'm more into rock and roll, but. So I invite you to adopt a meditative posture. Again, a posture where our spine is upright. Ideally, shoulders over the hips. And then just to begin settling or arriving. See if there's tension in maybe the forehead, around the eyes, the jaw, the neck. Inviting that to release. Checking in with the shoulders. few deep breaths. In through the nose, out through the nose. Our technique is see, hear, feel. Our labels are see, hear, feel. To begin with, let's turn toward by focusing in. So that's looking at the inner experience. See in, hear in, feel in. We may notice there's bracing, a pulling, contracting, or bracing. It might feel physical in nature. Perhaps it's a reaction. Could very well be a reaction to a combination of hear in and see in. We don't need to be our emotional cop. We don't need to be like, I see you over there bracing, beat it. Just let that, that's fine. It's more of a, oh, that's curious. That's interesting. So we bring a light. What's up with that? So as we turn toward, you may notice that feel in and hear in seem to be grouped together. Perhaps almost like a hear in and a feel in are happening at the same time, but as we turn toward, we may see that time scale sort of expand a little bit. We may notice that a feel in happens, and then a hear in happens afterwards. if the resolution is such that it feels like they're happening at the same time, that's okay. You can simply choose one. You don't want to add any more choice. Depending on the strength of our emotional reaction at the moment, we may decide to switch to focus out, see out, hear out, feel out. The sequence I like is to begin with feel out. Where are my feet? Where are my hands? Just getting that sensation. I like to hang out in that feel out for a bit. Notice I've shifted my attention, looking into my backyard. Our labels again are the same. See, hear, feel. In a turn away, the hum of a fridge, the buzz of a ceiling fan, the slight shift of a tree. Several aspects that for me have a grounding effect. So for the last about 80 seconds here, consider what technique helps you feel the most grounded. You've had a chance to practice turn toward, turn away. As always, we want to avoid channel surfing, switching techniques quickly, rapidly. But we can turn toward, turn away, turn toward, turn away, turn toward, turn away. And it begins to almost look a bit like a sailor tacking against the wind. It may allow us to get through a sit that we normally wouldn't have gotten through. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for your practice. Have a great week.